Yeah, if we go ahead and start, just so we can keep on target with our time. Okay, well, welcome to the January 25th HIV Community Planning Council full council meeting. I'm David Gonzalez, one of the community co-chairs. And before we start, I'm starting to see already populate into the little windows here. Who is calling in from the 7986 number, iPhone?
Yes, hi, it's Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services.
Let me change that before I call roll one moment. Thank you, David, for that. Okay. I'm ready to call roll if you want.
Yes, please, call roll.
All right. Chuck Adams.
Here.
Orrin Allen.
Present.
Alexandria Andrews.
Here, here.
Bill Bloom.
Here.
Jackson Bowman.
Here.
Ben Kabangan.
Present.
Heather Cadabes. Ed Chitty.
Here.
Billy Cooper. Cicely Emerson.
Here.
Elaine Flores.
Present.
Matt Geltmaker.
Here.
David Gonzalez.
Here.
Kevin Hutchcroft.
Here.
Thomas Noble. Paul Harkin. Excused for work with the pandemic. Ron Hernandez.
I'm present.
Bruce Ito.
Here.
Lee Jewell. Juba Kalonka is excused. Lily Krutel.
Here.
Helen Lin is excused. Derek Mapp.
Here.
Antoine Matthews. DJ Lee Miyake, sounds like he'll be running a bit late. Jesse Murphy.
Here.
Nay Nascimento. Irma Prada is excused. Ken Pierce is excused. Mike Shriver, leave a veteran. Charles Cerrone. Gwen Smith, excused due to being activated for work on the coronavirus. JP Soto. Richard
Here.
Sullivan. Oh, thank you. Richard Sullivan. Is that here from Richard Sullivan? Okay. Eric Sutter. I saw Eric, but okay. Laura Thomas. Well, we do have quorum.
All right, great. Thank you. Oh, here's an echo. Fantastic. All right. So we're going to review and approve the January 25th draft agenda. It was sent out last week, Friday, and then another version was sent out today. If there are any additions or changes, please let us know so we can amend the draft agenda.
Miss Billy Cooper's here.
Thank you, Billy. Welcome. Well, note you as present. Welcome.
Welcome.
And Thomas Noble.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Thomas. Great. So if there are no additions or changes, I'd like to approve by consensus. Okay, awesome. Next, we have review and approve of the November 30th, 2020 draft minutes from our last full council meeting.
All right, so I'll go through this rather quickly. If you want me to slow down, just let me know. Pro forma. Vote on a membership renewal. General updates from CHIP, HHS, CPG, CARE, Coalition, and membership. And then the rest of the meeting was a training on exploring allyship, action, and change.
Great, thank you, Mark. So if there are no changes to, or any sort of like minor edits to the draft minutes, I'd like to approve of those through consensus as well. All right. I don't think there's anybody saying anything. So minutes are approved. All right, fantastic, y'all. Thank you. Welcome to 2021. Next, we'll do announcements. So first, it's always a council member announcements and then public announcements as well. So let's first with council members. Anybody have any announcements for today's meeting?
Hi, everyone. Happy happy belated New Year's. I have to leave today at 5:30. Please.
All right. I do as well. Mark, that was me, Matt. I need to leave at 5:30 as well.
Thank you.
Any other announcements really quick?
Are you asking from the public as well, Mark?
David, we'll be asking for the public after council members.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, yeah. David.
Yeah, no worries. All right. So since there's no more, I don't see anybody else wanting to make an announcement from the planning council. Community announcement.
Steven Spano from ALRP, the HCAP staff attorney there. I just wanted to let everybody know we are making a renewed effort for the year to outreach to our fellow service providers. We have the capability to do that remotely now. We would love to see with sit with anybody in staff meetings. Please feel free to contact me if that's something you want to set up. I'm happy to reach out to you individually. You can tag me in a chat here as well.
Okay, I see better with my glasses on.
All right, thank you. Next, I have an announcement from Natalie Thorson.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see y'all again. I came to your meeting today actually because after our last session, Kevin was kind enough to reach out to me and let me know about a big pile of it that I sort of stepped in and an ouch that I think I created for many folks in the space during the training. And I wanted to actually make a point of coming and apologizing personally for that during that session. In talking about the COVID pandemic, I spoke of it as the only pandemic and not a really good look on anyone, I think. And, you know, I'm very, very thankful that Kevin reached out to me because it's something that I said in passing, and in thinking about it, I know the difference and I understand that the HIV and AIDS pandemic is something that's been going on for a long time and impacted folks that are here. It's impacted me and folks in my community, and it was just an offhand remark. So I'm coming to personally take time and space to apologize for that and any harm that I might have created. And thank Kevin especially for reaching out and helping me to bring that more to the front of my consciousness. And I can promise it's a mistake that I won't make again. So there's learning in that space, but I do, I'm sorry that it had to come at the harm or expense of folks that might've been in this space or, you know, any other people that were impacted by it. So that's the only reason I came by. It's also nice to see everyone. And I'm actually gonna head out, but I did wanna come and make that apology directly to folks. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you so much. Thank you for
coming. Thank you, Natalie.
Take care.
Thank you, Natalie.
Accountability. That's awesome. All right. So before we move forward, I
who
totally
she?
Forgot. Oh.
Who was she?
So during the last meeting, we had a presentation. I think it was in November. And so it was one of the presenters that we had at the November meeting, Miss Billy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So before we move on, I totally forgot we should introduce sort of the public who was present and also some of the staff. I don't know who's first. I can't tell.
Let me just go around and call on people by their first name. Might just be easier.
Yeah, please.
All right. Let's see who we have here. Steven?
That's me.
Steven?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, to introduce yourself as a member of the
public. Sorry, Steven Spano, HCAP staff attorney at AORP.
Beth?
Hi, Beth Mary, HIV Health Services.
H. Dale?
You're going to choke her.
Hey, everybody. Dale Johannes, the HIV community liaison with Merck, coming at you from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Portland in the house.
Yeah.
Bill?
Wow. Hi, folks. Bill Hirsch with the AIDS Legal Referral Panel, as well as the HIV AIDS Provider Network.
And with the fabulous background, Bill.
Katie?
Hi, I'm Katie Bean Allred. I'm with Merck Infectious Diseases. Thank you for letting us attend.
Wanda?
Hi, everyone. Nice to see everybody again this year. Happy belated new year. I'm Wanda Vasquez, community liaison from Janssen Infectious Disease and Vaccine.
Hey, Wanda.
Wanda.
Hello.
Tara?
Hi, everyone. Tara Raufi, Market Development Manager with Janssen Infectious Diseases and Vaccines.
And Barbara.
Hi, everybody. Barbara Greenfo. I'm with CAPS, and it's great to see everybody.
Melina?
Hey, everyone. Melina Clark, Council Staff.
Dave?
Hi, Melina.
David Jordan, Council Staff.
Valerie?
Valerie Takuto, Council Staff.
And Mark Molnar, Council Staff.
Hi, Mark Molnar.
Awesome. Did we miss anybody that might have logged into the meeting a little bit later?
No, hey, right? Dave, it's TJ. Yeah, I just got in a few minutes ago.
Great. Thank you. I see TJ, Laura, and who else? I think that's it. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. All right. Moving on. Great. So the next we have public comment. So, Ney, you have your hand raised before we move on?
Yeah, Ney, council member.
Okay, Ney is here. Great. So first on the, first person to do public comment I have here is Bill Hirsch.
Hi, folks. I wanted to just check in with you because while this is going to be a very challenging budget cycle with the city, we are in the process of identifying what our budget ask is going to be this year. I am hopeful that what I've heard so far is that the Department of Public Health is not proposing service reductions, even with the 7.5% reduction target that the mayor has asked for. There's also an additional 2.5% contingency cut, and we don't know what DPH's plan will be for that. But I wanted to let you know that while Happen is developing its budget advocacy for the year, we will certainly circle back and include the Planning Council in those efforts, as well as our colleagues with Getting to Zero. So stay tuned. We're a little behind in developing our proposal this year. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you, Bill. Any other public comment? I don't see anybody. Mark, if you catch anybody, let me know. Okay, great. That should be it. All right, moving on. Next, we have general updates. These are some general updates from folks. I know Getting to Zero, Paul Herkin is not here today, so why don't we move forward to, let's see who we have. Let's do CARE, Lee. Lee Jewell.
I think Lee Jewell is here. I don't think he, let me check the role. I don't think he responded.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, oh, so I guess no CARE Coalition update.
All right, great. How about Kevin? Kevin Hedgecroft?
Kevin has two, the CPG and also HS.
Oh, yeah. CPG, Kevin.
There actually isn't much to report on either. CPG, there really is nothing to report. They essentially were doing some social functions around the holidays. Should be gearing up very soon now. As far as HHS update, it's also rather brief. One staff member remains part-time activated on COVID issues. Primary care has recruited some DPH employees to help with vaccine distribution on evenings and weekends. Some of HHS staff have volunteered to assist with that. General administrative updates, we did receive our notice that Part A would be a partial award this year. This is not particularly uncommon. It just means that, well, it means some extra administrative work. We have, we will renew expiring contracts and we'll just deal with it as we have in past years. We've received approval for the 75-25 waiver. That's the requirement to spend at least 75% of your award on care services. And we were recently approved for that waiver. Request for proposals. In December, we issued an RFP for rental subsidies. The incumbent provider will continue those services. Another RFP was issued around non-medical case management in residential settings. And again, the incumbent provider will continue those programs. Online trainings were held, motivational interviewing. We've been splitting them up. It's a little tiresome, as everyone here knows, to be on a Zoom meeting for more than, say, 2, 3, 4 hours. So we break it up. Motivational interviewing was December 11th and December 18th. And then we recently did one on understanding the cycle of oppression. That was January 20th. And the final part is January 27th. That's all I have for today. Be happy to respond to any questions.
All right, thank you. So any questions for Kevin on his brief presentation or updates?
Battery 100%. Connected to ESKTOPMARK.
Oopsie.
Nope.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Next, I have a chat update from Thomas Noble.
Hey there, David. How are we doing on time? Do you want me to?
We're pretty ahead of time. Actually, we have a good 8 minutes.
Yeah, great. Please take your time. Our presenter is not due to be here till 4:30. I maybe over cautioned as far as brevity goes, including AIDS coming in February. My apologies.
I'm using my mind for appropriate jokes and coming up with nothing. So I will. From CHEP perspective, though, we've definitely been busy. Most of staff has been activated for COVID work for the last 8 to 9 months, so I included. And we did manage to do a couple HIV test counselor trainings in the month of December, which was the first that we had actually managed to do since March. So pretty happy about the fact that we were able to step into that space. We still have to follow up with actually a little bit of the didactic, which is a finger stick and actually running testing technologies due to the fact that those are things that you cannot teach her experience in a virtual setting. So we will make that happen over the next month or so. And then just with the vaccinations, we're going to get a presentation on that. So the department's definitely has a lot of energy around moving things forward, and that is going well. Specifically with it, we did RFA out about $5.5 million with regard to COVID work. And so a bunch of us in CHEP are actually helping with getting that out into community and helping with technical assistance. And there are 4 components to that particular work. It's outreach, testing, case investigation, and contact tracing, and IMQ support, or some people call wellness, supporting people to isolate or quarantine during the periods in which they need to. So trying to think what else might be relevant with regards to this particular group. We've definitely been also active in the shelter in place hotels with regards to overdose prevention and providing Narcan distribution, working with the DOE project to make sure that that is relevant, just due to the fact that so many people are in more isolated isolated settings than they traditionally were prior to COVID. Yes. That is me. I'll take any questions or thoughts, concerns.
All right.
I have questions. I have a question.
Okay, Oren?
Yes. I'm not sure if this is related to what we're talking about now, but has there been any statistical facts about someone with HIV that caught COVID? Or did this just go over my head? I missed this.
I think that's going to be a part of the conversation for later today. So, okay, okay. So if you want, we can hold on to that question, and we can definitely try to address that later on in the meeting today.
Okay. All right.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions for Thomas Noble on his presentation or his updates? Great. Great. So next, I'm going to throw it over to Melina. I think she has a few updates for us as well.
Thanks, David. I just have a really quick announcement. I'm going to be sending council members calendar invites for meetings. So everyone will get a calendar invite for the full council meeting, and I will also send out calendar invites for your respective committees. And hopefully we'll also put the recurring Zoom links on there just to make that a little easier for everyone. So just keep an eye out for that. Thanks.
Okay, great. And then is there a question from Antoine?
It's in the chat.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
My question was related to Kevin. I wanted to know with the RFP for the non-medical grantees, how many of those were Black-led? And are you all still looking at those grantees, or you already have the numbers?
I couldn't quite hear the question, but I know that you were asking about the RFPs. The non-medical case management, I believe that only the incumbents, in fact, both non-medical case management and the rental subsidies were, I think only the incumbents actually submitted proposals that were in acceptable form. And with the residential settings around non-medical case management, that involves obviously residential settings that comes with HOPWA funding and a number of HUD requirements. So they're not often competitive. That's not surprising, but it was just not responded to. So services will continue with the same provider.
Okay.
Bill Bloom?
I just wanted to add just in general about RFPs. Anyone who qualifies is welcome to apply. For a number of services, we do ask that an agency have experience and cultural competencies depending on the nature of the service. And so we always do encourage all organizations that may be eligible to apply, and specifically organizations with skill and expertise in the communities being served. But we don't in particular put aside one service area for one group of people. Meaning right. that in terms of an agency applying.
Right. All right. Thank you for that answer. All right, great. If there's no further questions, I'd like to go on to our next topic for today's meeting. Cool, great. All right, so next on the agenda, I have COVID-19 update. So this is going to be by Dr.
It does look like Dr. John, I forget the last name, I'm so sorry, is not quite here yet. So I think Thomas had an idea to maybe speak on.
No, I think you're here.
He just joined us. Excellent.
All right.
Whew. Yeah.
Last song and dance for you, David, but
it's okay. I can go a little bit later if you guys want.
Oh, no. We were waiting for you, so welcome.
No, I think it was a whole, like, man behind the curtain, like, get some filler. It's fine.
That's
Dr. John is here. Dr. John Zimowski. We asked our presenter today to come and help us present some updates on the coronavirus vaccine, as well as sort of what's some logistics of what's going on in the city. So, and then also some more information about how this is affecting some of the communities that we serve. So I was open if, the floor is yours. Please go ahead. And it's just a conversation at this point. There's no real presentation, like formal, but at the same time, like question and answers can be held to the very end of the speaking engagement. Thank you.
For sure. So I do have some slides and a bunch of things to share, but we can sort of go through them. So first of all, it's nice to meet everyone. I'm sorry that we're meeting by Zoom and not under easy circumstances. I am new to Ward 86, well, relatively, I've almost been here a year now, but everything's kind of gone by in a blur. And I look forward to talking with everyone more in the coming year. I'm a ID physician. I see folks with HIV in clinic and do a lot of general infectious disease as well. Before coming to San Francisco, I was working in San Jose at the PACE clinic at Santa Clara Valley Medical Center. So great, well, let's dive into it because there's a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. Bear with me just a moment while I try and get my technology to behave. Yeah.